able to tonight, I'll do a broadcast that will stream at InfoWars.com 10 or 11 tonight. You know, as in many time zones, we'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours into the end of the world. It's so ridiculous. And I'll be back tomorrow. I got to do a special report, too, on the communist Chinese media saying disarm the American people and telling Obama it's time to wage war on us. That's a quote. I mean, that just confirms so much right there. Even though I know all this, I can't believe it's all starting to happen. I just dumbfounded, thunderstruck, dumbstruck. I don't know what you call it. I just cannot believe we are allowing all this to happen. Johnny, with Solutions, you're on the air from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been practicing what I'm going to say, so just give me a second. I'm sure you're familiar with the term strike while the iron is hot.
Yes.
Well, I don't have to be a blacksmith to know that the iron has never been more hot than it is right now. And we're all familiar with Rahm Emanuel's let no opportunity go to waste. And I want to say that that goes both ways. So our government officials have decided to use this opportunity of this tragedy to take our guns away, essentially, to suspend our Second Amendment rights, our birthright as Americans. And I'm a little hopped up on coffee, so you have to excuse me. It's time for a counter response. We need to respond to what they want to do to us. And I'm going to make this call on you, Alex, and you may not. I know you shy away from.
No, it's okay. Just give me. Tell me.
Well, this has been floated often, but I can't think of a better time than now for something like this to happen. But gun owners, libertarians,
march on Washington.
Please, 1 million people. Louis Farrakhan.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The enemy media complex would just completely ignore it. Instead, we need to do banner hangs and crash live TV events. We need to do stunts. See, the enemy is designed around a frontal assault, okay? But they don't see a one-man info weapon assault or a small team assault as a threat, so their defense isn't built around that. I'm telling you, go do a banner hang today at InfoWars.com. Then they'll tune in here and hear the truth. Or do a banner hang with, the government stage 9/11. Or do a banner hang with, our government's been occupied. You've got to get the revolutionary buzz going with banner hangs. You know what? I'll do a banner hang. I'll put out some flyers, Second Amendment flyers, and we've got millions of listeners. If you all go put them up everywhere, it will get everybody talking and buzzing. That's where the real attacks are against the enemy. They're all designed to ignore you when you go to D.C. That's why I knew what you were going to say, because at a subconscious level, people understand, hey, go confront the enemy. The enemy's full spectrum. It's global. D.C. is just a puppet command post. Their real capital is Colorado Springs and Atlanta, Georgia. The North American Union capital is Atlanta. The NORTHCOM military dictatorship, Federal Reserve command base is Colorado Springs. They're at NORAD. But, sir, you've got to, capture the public's attention and really expose that the government's been taken over. Kind of like V, the final battle. I'm not saying they're literally reptoids. I'm saying people got to get, hey, the government was took. You understand? It was taken over. Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to snap people out of the trance, sir, so they know bad guys are in charge and it's bigger than Obama. Do you understand me?
Alex, the activist community that I've seen, and I don't even want to say activist community, the people, okay, who are interested in these issues have never been more awake.
I understand.
Right.
I'm saying we do not have a frontal assault media platform. Our power is in every one of you going and doing banner hangs in the full three-dimensional, four-dimensional world, then going and uploading it to the enemy platform, YouTube. That's the real battle zone. Most people are already plugged into the Matrix. You got to fight outside the Matrix and in the Matrix. Engage in 10,000 strikes.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard
renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation Film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to InfoWars.com, you will see the headline there, special report, Obama caught in gun hoax. Obama caught in gun hoax. Senator proposes military occupation of schools in wake of Sandy Hook shooting. Mass shooting victim stands up to anti-gunners. Powerful video right there. Piers Morgan's sarcasm about school massacre stokes anger. He actually said on his Twitter that he's glad about the shooting, because now we can get our guns. A very, very sick, filthy person. The lowest of the low scum. Caught lying, basically, with tabloids about people and running all sorts of just absolutely wicked operations, reportedly with hacking. That's why you really won't go back to England, because the word is they're going to slap handcuffs on him. And that's what they do. They import lowest of the low to this country to come here and tell us to turn our guns in. It's amazing. Continuing, Obama orders children murdered. That's a special report we did on the drones where he signs death orders knowing it will kill children. A very powerful video that I would imagine they're going to try to censor, so see it while you can. Media calls for Obama to act like a dictator and ban guns. That's another video report on our text report from yesterday. And, of course, Reuters calling for that. And that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down on the Second Amendment front today. Guns out of stock at Walmart as magazine prices surge. They are selling out everywhere. In fact, I actually talked to some folks that work at Dick's Sporting Goods in the gun department, and they said, look, they were already sold out of Bushmasters and couldn't get them. And I happen to know that most gun shops were sold out of most semi-automatics, especially the military style. It just means they're black. They're not wooden. It's pretty much the same thing as the hunting rifles. These idiots don't know that. And that they were already sold out in Dick's all over the country. Bushmaster is 6 months to 9 months, depending on the type, a year behind. A year. Well, we've talked about this before. Ruger's almost a year out. Most manufacturers are 6 months to a year out. So it's a total hoax. As usual, everything's a hoax with these people that, oh, they're not going to sell the guns now. They can't get the guns now. I wanted a 50 caliber. I already have one. I got about a decade ago or more. But I wanted a Barrett. And I had to look around for 3 months and pay a premium and ship it into a gun shop here in Austin. Actually, a police supply facility that sells to the general population as well, from North Carolina. 3 months to get one. That was months ago. And I'm going to roll that sucker out on the TV show as soon as we relaunch it. But Brothers in Arms gun show, first thing we're going to do is go up in helicopters and take care of some wild hogs. But side issue, we're going to have another drone episode come out as well. I've just been so busy, I don't have time to even stop and smell the roses ever, because there's so much globalist crime going on. So that's some of the gun news. Also, guns Obama administration handed to Mexican drug lords continue to turn up at crime scenes in Mexico and the U.S., including another dead child. So that's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Hillary is continuing to be sick now for 4 or 5 days. She can't testify about Benghazi. They're caught red-handed. They ordered a White House stand-down for 8 hours. They had a huge CIA torture base full of special forces down the street. That's another big scandal. Of course, Obama has increased the torturing. See, if Obama says one thing, he's going to do the other. Unless he promises to take your guns and destroy freedom and bankrupt the country, then, of course, he keeps those promises. So we're going to be looking at some of that today as well. And, well, they've now, because of the lawsuit, the public backlash, they've suspended with pay the Texas female trooper who was called to the scene by male troopers to, on video, and we showed this yesterday, it's now a big story around the country after Drudge Report linked to it yesterday, actually, you know, with force, shoving her hand into the woman's rear end and then in the pants, with force, you could see it into her female sexual organ. And then she goes over to her sister, both attractive women. It's funny, it always seems to be attractive women. I don't know what it is about defiling them. It just seems to bring in the sharks with TSA and others. And then they went after the other one with the same glove. And it's in the court filing with the doctor's report. One woman got a serious infection. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You know, if you're a man out there, maybe public school, you know, brought up on Ritalin and Prozac, never had a girlfriend, never been married. You know, infections with women is a big deal. And, you know, the first thing girls are taught is don't touch the back and then the front. And I hate to have to get off into all this, but this is a woman doing this to her. So there's the beautiful blonde with the female trooper grabbing her breast and then going into her rectum. And then turning her around. Checking in there. And now she goes in the front and she really goes after her sister. And this is all supposedly looking for marijuana, which is the only drug the government doesn't ship in mass, though they've been caught doing that. They ship in the heroin, the cocaine. A lot of the pre-ingredients are sold to the methamphetamine labs that are authorized, not the small bathtub ones they target. They're trying to put half the school kids on deadly psychotropics and speed drugs like Ritalin. The troops have been ordered for 11 years to publicly grow the opium. It went from 9% of the world supply to 93% out of Afghanistan. Giant C-130s flying in daily. Smack epidemic all over Europe, all over Asia. Publicly, the U.S. military is forced to grow it, give them the fertilizer, security, ship it in. So the troopers can pull you over, saying they saw you flick a cigarette out the window. They think it might be marijuana. And then they just order you. And you know what? If you don't follow the order, they're going to taser you. You resist that, they're going to gun you down. And you have to understand something. At first, the state police said, this is good. This is their policy. The director of DPS, when this video got reviewed, first by the local head, captain, that's why the suit's now happening. And when the public was outraged, they went, oh, okay, we'll suspend her with pay. We'll look at it now. So I want to explain something to you. When these lunatics pull you over, now, they're not just going to take your blood without warrants or rubber stamps. They're not just going to take your kids to CPS for no reason. They're now going to jam their hands into your body. Just like I've watched TSA search 20 people in a row with the same glove, and I mean going in the pants. I mean, imagine any country in history where they stick their hands down your pants, and the TSA backed off a little bit and stopped really squeezing all the time when there were lawsuits and things. But now the police are doing it. So I'm going to get back into that today as well. I want to get into the latest 2012 news, and there is a lot of it. We'll be tracking it throughout the day and then tomorrow. In some time zones, I guess midnight tonight, my time, and in some time zones, I guess in Asia, the end of the world will begin. No one knows the exact hour of when it's going to be begin. NASA is, and I'm being sarcastic, and to be clear, I don't believe it's the end of the world. Never have said that. NASA is getting flooded with calls, emails, people showing up saying, why won't you tell us where Nibiru Planet X is that's going to kill us? Well, let me explain something to the people panicking in Japan and China and France and the United States and Mexico and everywhere else. People are people, pretty darn stupid some of the time. Let me explain something to you. There is no Mayan prophecy. It doesn't say this. A. B. If you had a big gas giant like they claim Nibiru is, if it was going to hit us in the next 24 hours, it would be gigantic. Okay? Amateur astronomers with the hundreds of thousands of telescopes, I've got one, cost me like $5,000 that I bought back in college. When I had time, I'd go out in the hills at night where it was clear out in the desert outside Austin, like Llano, and I could see, you know, the pink and purple of Saturn. I could find asteroids when it was clear night, well-known asteroids, nebulas. I took some great photos of those. The point is that, I got to find where those are. I got a bunch of incredible photos I took with my dad, hooking a camera up to the telescope, 10-inch Meade reflector. And even back then, you could computerize program, and it would track everything. It's amazing. Most of the Kuiper Belt objects that have been found out past Pluto, now hundreds of them, were found by amateur astronomers because they're the ones that are able to have more eyes on the data, not the big giant ones. Not the big McDonnell Douglas, you know, out in West Texas. There is now doomsday panic going on. Okay? And I pray that there's not violence. I pray that there's not attacks. I pray that there's not mass suicides or mass shootings. There's a lot of in-the-world stuff going on right now. I hope there's not hell-bop type stuff. But I'll add this. I tuned in to talk radio this morning. And when I got brought up on one of the shows, guess what they said? Well, isn't the world ending tomorrow? Didn't they? Oh, yeah, that's what he thinks. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess he's ready for the end of the world. And I know when it's not the end of the world tomorrow, they will say in the media that I said it'd be the end of the world when I've been saying for 10 years or more it's total fraud. And they'll edit me together and say that I said it's the end of the world. So you, the listeners, know the truth. And I'm not trying to defend myself from lies. It's just that people use lies or distortions about what we do here to try to scare people away from the information. And most of the attacks we go through are fraudulent. And it's just so immoral that people consciously and knowingly manufacture things about this broadcast that are not true. It's just not fair. But the world isn't fair. So you have to understand why the system uses deception on you. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to give the number out. Let me just give it out now. 800-259-9231 on any subject you wish to broach. 800-259-9231. It is December 20th, 2012. The end of the world starts sometime in the next 12 to 24 hours. According to Hollywood and the mainstream media that hyped all this, they'll now attack all the fools that buy into their hype. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
By the way, it's gotten almost no attention. You know, a few weeks ago, Rand Paul declared victory. I think he was fooled and said, hey, we've got an amendment to the NDAA saying you can't secretly arrest Americans and disappear them. But actually, that amendment said you can't do it in this act unless already in another act. So it was a little lawyer trick. But they've dropped the Feinstein Amendment completely and are expanding it to not only secretly arrest citizens, but openly get rid of what's left of Posse Comitatus and designate the U.S. Army to take out veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists, who are listed as the main terror threat, not al-Qaeda, openly run by the federal occupational government. Again, they brag everywhere that they run America, they've captured us, you're a new listener, you can just go to Infowars.com and just type into the search engine there on the site. Bankers declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe, and then you can see dozens of links and video clips where world leaders announce we are their slaves. They're very proud of it. Infowars.com/search, and you can find all that. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered, and you can find that right there for you. I think it's kind of a big deal, and they have conquered us. They now pull over our people and ram their hands into our bodies with no judge, no jury, no drug dog, no nothing. They use the same glove on four different orifices. Again, I mean, they're now saying this is standard. We're going to do this to everybody. They're defending it. And they will start disappearing people. They've got pickup lists they've already set up. They're already trying the police for that, just to arrest you under a national security filing in the database where it's not an arrest warrant. It's a pickup order, and you just disappear. And then there's CIA bases in the U.S. and all over the world where, well, it was in the news again this week, where they sodomize you, first thing they do, because they like it. I mean, they do it themselves. They enjoy it. So, but that's what the good guys do, according to them, including children. I know it's completely evil. And you're like, man, this is really crazy what he's saying. Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it? And it's all happening, and it's all going to get worse. Because we say 50-plus million babies since 1973 weren't humans. And if you can rationalize that killing babies in the womb up to 9 months when they could be adopted on the spot is not a human. But 1 minute after they're out of the womb, you'll be charged with murder one if you kill that baby. If people can rationalize that, well, then the sky's the limit. And I'm already ranting here. In doomsday news, and believe me, it's pouring out, local school district cancels classes due to doomsday talk potential threats. By the way, I saw all sorts of head-on collisions driving into work today, people being blown out of their lanes on four-lane roads, two lanes one way, two lanes the other. If I was people in Central Texas, I'd stay off the road right now. That's the real threat. There's some deaths happening out there. I can tell you that right now. I mean, I've never had my vehicle blown around like it was today, except when I went through a tornado once. Side issue. Maybe that's Planet X coming in to kill us. I'm joking. Continuing here, fearful end of the world, callers flood NASA. That's out of the Los Angeles Times. If there's one government agency really looking forward to December 22nd, it's NASA. The space agency said it's been flooded with calls, emails from people asking about the purported end of the world, which, as the doomsday myth goes, is apparently set to take place December 21st, 2012. And people are freaking out. If the Mayan prophecy is true, just how might it all end on Friday? Scientists foretell the cataclysms that could bring on doomsday. And I'm thinking about doing a live Skype tonight from the undisclosed location, or not Skype, Justin TV or one of those channels that we have channels on, to give a speech maybe at 11 o'clock tonight, 12 o'clock Eastern, where in many parts of the world, for many hours, the end of the world will be well into transpiring. And I can, I guess, also go out in the parking lot of the Christmas party and aim my camera up in the sky and try to find the big red planet coming to kill us. And of course, or they say the sun's going to blow up, or they say that there's going to be a pole shift, or a bunch of other garbage like comets hitting us and the rest of it. And then, meanwhile, all the real crises are just being ignored. And I guarantee you they're going to say, Gregorian calendar, 3 days difference. The 21st is really the 24th. We'll be dead in 3 days. Look for that. I just know how this stuff works. Because I remember back in 2000, 2001, 2003, it was always another year, Planet X, Nibiru, we're all dead. And meanwhile, rogue planets do come through the inner solar system. Kuiper Belt objects. There are comets. There are real threats. I'm not saying that couldn't happen someday. There's evidence it's happened many times before. The problem is it isn't happening tomorrow. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
InfoWars.com, radio show, films, TV show, special reports saying Obama will use executive orders and ATF rules to physically ban your semi-autos. First, they're going to try to ban them, the manufacture and sale. Then they're going to say you have to physically turn them in. They're now all announcing this. And in a way, it's good now that they're just out in the open with it, because as they made all the preparations, as they trained the police and military for gun confiscation the last few years in the Army manuals, I mean, it's a fact that, guys, you guys type in Army manual covers gun confiscation. It's an InfoWars.com article, but it links to the Army manual. It's a different one than the relocation, mass arrest, reeducation camp one. So since I mentioned that, I want to give people the gun confiscation, the Army manual that came out, 2 years ago. And so the military is training for this, and it's had the side effect, it's a good side effect of actually waking the military up. They're like, wow, we're being trained to lock down U.S. cities and go door-to-door taking guns. And, again, you're like, this will never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, if I told you 5 years ago that the state police would pull over people for taillights out or for flicking a cigarette or for no insurance or whatever, because now they have license plate readers that can tell if you're out of insurance, and then just say, okay, get out. You got drugs on you? Nope. Okay, spread your legs. Boom, I'm going in. And as if that isn't bad enough, two sisters, four different orifices, same glove, on squad car video, in front of the camera. And the state police said, that's our policy. We'll do this whenever we want. A policy. Is it your policy that you're going to take my bank account? Yeah, they're doing that in France. They're doing that here without warrants. Is it your policy to put fluoride in the water that brain damages us? Yeah. See, folks, we're already so deep into this. But parallel to all this tyranny, there's still all this liberty. You see, now they want to fully absorb it. It's FM 3-39.40. Yep, and it's got the gun confiscation in it there for you. Might want to go read that, how they're going to process you with your Social Security numbers, how they're going to take your guns, how they're going to cordon your town. And then the Army War College, Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers have put billboards up at the bases. They say, yep, our new enemy will be the Tea Party, and we're going to have to battle them. And they call the officers in and teach them that. Hey, 15 years ago, I talked to ROTC students, and since then it's been mainstream news. Every ROTC group I've talked to at colleges in Austin, San Antonio, were the first places 15 years ago, just on the air in Austin, Central Texas. Now it's all over the country, and then we got video of it. Do you know who the ROTC, when they go out on maneuvers to military bases, do you know who they train to fight? When my uncle was in ROTC getting ready to go take helicopter training and go into college, they were training to fight communists overseas. Do you know who, at least since the 90s, the military trains to fight? They train to fight U.S. gun owners, militias. And you can find that in the New York Times. Just type in, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And it's got dozens of color photos, and the first paragraph says, training to take on a disgruntled vet. This is the type of stuff that we're talking about here as a society. So, this is not rumors. I just gave you Army Manual. I just gave you the name of the New York Times. If you know people in the ROTC, go ask them. They drill to take you and your family and break you up and load you on trucks and trains and take you to torture centers. Our government runs torture centers all over the world. That's on record. Guys, pull up the Guardian or AP. Innocent citizens arrested and raped. You're like, man, why is always rape? Because if you're a globalist, you get into CIA black site, ghost site operations because you like to rape people. You like to pull their teeth out with pliers. They run Al-Qaeda on record. This is not our government. And only admitting the truth is going to save us. It's compartmentalization, where they've now got it where federal and state courts have ruled, if you don't answer a cop's question, they taser you as part of pain compliance. And the courts say, oh, that's okay. Oh, in one case in New York State a few years ago, it was the man would not give a urine sample while strapped to a gurney. So they tasered him 11 times. It was another case where the guy had a heart attack and died, and the court said, that's okay. They kill you with electricity if you don't urinate in a cup when they order you to. Folks, that is a North Korean death dungeon. Oh, but it's to stop drugs. The war on drugs the government publicly ships in. That's the illegal ones. Then they're always trying to get everybody on their psychotropics and stuff. That's even worse. So I said I'd go to your calls. I just want everybody to get here. I'm not putting a bad face on the government. The government's gone. And the only thing holding it back is that some of the bureaucrats in the government aren't pure evil, and so they don't fully enforce what they've been told to enforce. They want you broken. Where now, all over the country, they do cavity searches. I see this in Florida, Arizona, Tennessee. I see these articles all the time. And the videos. Yeah, court rules that CIA tortured and sodomized innocent person. But, I mean, if it was a bad guy, why do you sodomize him? You like it. You see, where can you go chain people down, and it's still illegal, but they get away with it, under national security and rape them? Well, the CIA or one of these private defense contractor groups. And I just can't believe how much trouble we're in. And now they're like, well, yeah, we're going to pull you over and get your daughters out, and we don't change gloves on you animals. I mean, it's bad enough, and it's rape to do this to these women. But now we're seen as animals. Where the TSA sticks their hands down people's pants all day, and I've sat there after I've gone through the security checkpoint, you know, for the underwear bomber the government put on the plane, and I've sat there and watched them, and they just get people all day and just go right in their pants, same glove. It's just such a sick joke. Totally sick, because you're an animal, and they don't change those gloves on purpose. Get over here, you animal. We own you. All right, that's enough. We don't even need to show the video again. We've already. It's up at InfoWars.com. I said I'd go to your phone calls. All I know is driving in this morning and get to hear talk radio say, oh, Alex Jones, yeah, I guess he's getting ready for the end of the world. See, people know to say that right before the day, knowing that most people don't routinely listen to the show. And they're going to think, oh, well, he's discredited. The end of the world didn't happen. And that'll be said all over the country and all over the world. Alex is wrong. The world didn't end. And they don't care. And they'll edit it together all over the place where I say it's the end of the world. See, because in this system, being a winner, according to the establishment, is deceiving people. Playing you like you're dumb. And only when you're unconscious, only when you don't question, only when you're simple-minded, on purpose, only when you're willfully ignorant, can they get away with this on you. Just like Connecticut having the fourth strongest gun laws, he tried to buy guns not once, not twice, not three times. We now learn five times the month before he supposedly did it, even if you believe the official fable, narrative, Easter Bunny story. And they went to a victim disarmament zone where the media advertises, hey, let us give mentally ill people on psychotropic drugs an idea. Go to schools and kill everybody. Go to malls and kill everybody. And then they get up there and grandstand. You know, remember Bill Maher just a month ago said more deaths good, more car accidents, more shooting, more death. It's what I want. Now he's so sad for the children and says ban the guns. No, he is a knowing establishment member who knows he's an authoritarian posing as a supposed liberal when he is a dripping anti-human exterminist on record. And I've talked to multiple Hollywood people that have had dinner with this guy. And let me tell you, he is a nasty little bugger. Nasty, 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 unhappy, materialistic, worldly piece of garbage. And again, liking material is not bad. It's just that it can't be the top of your hierarchy of needs. I mean, we're in a pickle, I have to tell you. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to those and get into all this other news and some special reports. And Bob Barr, NRA board member, will be giving us kind of a first breakdown. He won't be officially speaking for the NRA. Their official press conference will be tomorrow, but he's a senior member of the board. And I hope to God they come out and defend the Second Amendment, because the presidential task force. And see, when the president comes to you, most people are like, well, the president's invited me to, you know, they're inviting the NRA to come and decide what to do, to be co-opted. So when the president announces executive orders, they say, well, we had, you know, 10 governors on the governor council appointed because they're good little minions. And we had some people from the Congress on the president's council. Joe Biden goes out and creates a council, invites everyone. Here's what everyone has to say. Then they certify some garbage. They've already told us what it is. Let me tell you what it is a month out before it comes out. They won't waste time, though. I would guess that by the 15th or so of next month, even though Congress comes in on the 3rd of January, by the 15th or so, you'll have the proposal. They're not going to waste time on this. It's going to be bam. Well, they've already told us what it is. But they're going to have a commission, though, but they're already telling us what the commission's going to say. They did this on the 9/11 commission. Shut down gun shows, shut down private sales, even a father giving his son a gun or grandfather giving his son a gun or vice versa, vis-a-vis. I'm giving my dad a few guns. He's giving me a few. You know, he gave me his first lever action 243 Savage. But that itself is probably killed 200 deer. Point is that killed my first deer with it. The point is that what was I getting at there? There's just so much going on. Oh, yeah. They're going to shut down the gun shows. They're going to create federal task forces and redouble the money for ATF. They've already built the biggest federal building in D.C. is a new ATF building. They're going to use rules to ban importation and a bunch of other things. They're going to go after the ammo with taxes on ammo and tracking ammo. And they're going to encourage lawsuits against gun manufacturers. And they're going to ban the sale, period, of all semi-autos, including hunting rifles. Because all these so-called assault rifles are just black hunting rifles. So that they, you know, wood gets tarnished and breaks and things in combat. That's what they say. I personally like the Russian-style, quote, assault rifles. They are wood. That's not really my experience, but it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Just get ready for it all. We told you it was coming. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists. No, no one wants your guns. No, that's crazy. Really, all these groups have always sworn to get our guns. We have all their quotes in the new magazine. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Chuck in New Jersey. Police searches. What, are you un-American? You don't want warrantless having people put their hands in your wife? Go ahead.
No, Alex, actually don't. Got to tell you, I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to you for a few years. I've had some disagreements about some of the stuff that you talk about, particulars on the JFK case, which I studied intensely. But about this situation with the police and the way that this has evolved, over the years, I mean, I would say in the 90s, when I would be walking down the street in my own neighborhood, I would often be stopped as a young man and have my pockets emptied and ID demanded of me and things like this randomly. Now, this kind of thing has evolved now to serious searches, actually seizing people and things like
that. Oh, no. They've had something like 500,000 searches a year now in New York City where they just street searches. Where they're now pulling pants off women. They're now, I mean, this is the new deal where you line up, I'm shoving my hand up you, and this is the new freedom. In fact, the new handshake in America will probably become just bending over. I mean, I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
No, I got you, because I lived in New York City for a while as well. I lived on the Lower East Side, and that stuff, again.
Government started. Wants to put its hands on you because it wants to put shots in you. It's all about medical tyranny. Go ahead.
But it's about control, and it's about conditioning, I think, because generally this causes.
Can you imagine in a historical style, you know, movie like Roots, if the slave masters were shoving their hands into the women and then going over to another woman? I mean, you'd be like those horrible slave owners, and you would be. It'd be over the top that slave owners would do things like that. But when the police do it, it's like, I mean, I heard local talk radio going, maybe this is right. Maybe these women deserve it. You know, I'm just random. Pull you over, pull your wife over. All right, I'm going to stand you out on the side of the highway, and I'm going to rape you with my hand right now. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't try to talk over you, but the fact is, this is what I don't understand is why that so many are taking this kind of like this is normal, as if this was expected. This is not right, and it has evolved, I'm telling you, over time.
I know.
Where and this didn't just start recently. It's
sure, they put cancer viruses in the vaccines on record. They give children polio, the polio vaccine, on record. They are a group of absolute psycho killers. I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Good to have you on board with us here. Folks, that's what you don't get out there. We have absolutely diabolical evil government at the top. And you've got all these idiots below that'll do horrible things because they really think they're protecting us. And it's going to get more and more nightmarish until we wake up to the facts. Mark, on the Sandy Hook convenient shooting for Mr. Crocodile Tears Obama. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex. Well, Alex, you know, you'd mentioned yesterday that you should really send some detectives up there to dig out what, you know, get the facts substantiated. But I just wanted to mention a couple to you. I know you've got a whole house full of detectives there, basically, so I think you're in a good position to do a great investigation.
Well, we're going to hire even more reporters and people soon because we're getting the Capitol in, but we are busy. We are slaving. I have a great crew just to get the nightly news out and everything every day. So, I mean, we probably should send somebody up to Sandy Hook. I just noticed this is happening during the holidays. In fact, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is probably a priority one type of investigation considering what's going to come out of this shooting. But Dr. Bill Deagle reported yesterday that the supposed Sandy Hook shooter, Adam Lanza, was found only with two handguns, not a Bushmaster assault rifle.
Well, no, that's what they first said. They arrested a bunch of different people, and those stories don't check out. And then now there's a lot of other suspicious stuff going on. And I said on record, the Dark Knight was programming. Now we've learned they mailed out Dark Knight T-shirts to random people in New York and Connecticut. There's an article up at Infowars.com. Confirmed section of Gotham renamed Sandy Hook in latest Dark Knight release. And then they sent out maps as part of a promotion to media and others saying target Sandy Hook. Bane, they sent out Bane command orders to Bane's army to attack Sandy Hook. And by the way, Adon Salazar stayed up all yesterday, all last night. He has bloodshot eyes to do the research on this. And the Gothamist newspaper in New York's picked it up. People are freaking out over this. People were mailed orders from Bane, kids and people, teenagers, saying attack Sandy Hook. What do you think of that?
Absolutely, Alex. It's all right out there in the open, and if enough publicity and enough of it can be given out to the public, maybe it can turn things for a while.
This thing has PSYOP written all over it. I said Batman is the trigger for mass shootings on record dozens of times.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Logic is the enemy and truth is a menace. Sounds like something that Piers Morgan would endorse. We'll continue with your calls. Nicole, Lauren, Ronnie, Mike, and many others. Nicole's calling in about her girls searched. And I was just talking to Melissa Melton about her children here in Austin that go to a government training facility. I don't blame her. That's how they set up the system where you pretty much got to do that. And they went through making them get under the desk and banging on the doors, telling them the killers were coming to get them. Total mind control to create fear and teach you you're not safe. Only the state can protect you. And America is becoming a giant re-education camp. And I don't just say that as a figure of speech. That's what's happening. And it's now time for people to get involved in the information war. A great way to do it is to get the Alex Jones Everything Special, 20-plus films I've produced, including the latest, Strategic Relocation, that gets into how they want to control the cities and break things down, for $99.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. You can still give us a Christmas gift. We're going to keep this special running in perpetuity, really. One PrisonPlanet.tv membership, one membership for $5.95 a month. You and then 10 other people. So it's really 11. It's really 11 memberships for one. But if the 10 people were paying, it would be 59 cents a piece. So you go get one membership for $5.95 a month, and you really technically get 11 memberships. It's even better than we say. Just so to create a new username and passcode that is easy to remember, put it in an e-card or put it in a physical card and say, hey, here's your news documentary film membership to the number one / internet TV show in the world. And undoubtedly, from all the metrics, we are number one when it comes to internet news, period. And when it comes to Patriot News, it's not debatable. And again, I'm not bragging that we're number one. That's how you get your family to watch. If you go, here's a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I use that name because the globalists want a Prison Planet. But more and more, we just call it InfoWarsNews.com because it sounds, you know, more newsy. People don't get, well, what's a Prison Planet TV? PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can also get their InfoWarsNews.com and just say, here's the URL. Here's the username passcode, and here is your membership. Go watch all these different films, the nightly news. The Daily Radio Show has video feeds, Paul Watson's book, Alex Jones's book, dozens of other documentaries, 17 years of material. The site's almost been up 10 years, but it's even got stuff that predates the site. You can do your last-minute Christmas shopping right now and just finish it. Let's say you got 30 people to give gifts to. You buy three monthly memberships for $5.95 a piece. That's like $17, $18. And you can give it to a lot of folks, 30 plus people. So take action today, and it supports the broadcast. Not really, it just pays for the bandwidth. Our goal is just to get the information out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.